Adam, good morning to you.
G'day, how are you?
All right, so podiatrist, you're a specialist in the feet, is that what it is?
Yeah, that's my area of interest and passion.
And you're at the Marston and Foot Clinic. Okay, do you go barefooted?
I do. I do around my own home. I wouldn't go around a mall, that's for sure, and without my shoes on.
Why not?
Well, one thing, Marston doesn't have any malls, but
yeah.
the things I see every day in my practice, infections in legs that are caused by cracks in the skin around the toes, the potential for bugs, particularly up in those more tropical areas of New Zealand, you know, hookworms getting into your feet.
Hang on. We used to be barefooted all the time. We weren't born with shoes. Do we get too soft, Adam?
Yeah, but I think this is probably more of a policy thing, a health and safety thing for them all. I think they're probably thinking about themselves in terms of what they don't want their customers or visitors to be picking up something, you know, getting a bit of glass in their foot or picking up a bug or something off a urine soaked floor. I just don't think it's all that hygienic.
Are we designed to go to not wear shoes? I mean, our bodies are designed to be barefoot, aren't they?
Yeah, very capable indeed. And I think what's probably changed over the years, over the millions of years, is that our surface is a lot harder now. You know, there's a lot more concrete around. You know, there is a barefoot running revolution, so to speak, that is occurring, and there are people running around without shoes on.
Mm-hmm.
But I think. The rates of injuries in the backs of the heels and up the legs are just consequently going up as well. So.
But listen, I've seen people in women's feet, and you know, from wearing shoes, and you watch their toes are almost sort of like they've got a sharp edge on them, because they're just being pushed under. We deform our feet, don't we, for fashion and all sorts of things?
Yeah, I think it's one of the. It's a bit unfair, really. Women that have to feel obliged to put their feet into such shoes, but I think that's more of a fashion thing. But
what do you wear? What do you wear, Adam?
I'm not wearing high heels right now, Mark.
Good.
I've slipped those off because I'm at work, and it's Monday. Tuesday morning? So I'm wearing a pair of Arion Williams lace-up shoes with a nice solid back and a little bit of a heel. I don't. I just find that sort of shoe helps me to keep a lot more comfortable.
You see, this is the dilemma, isn't it? A lot of people for shoes. Do you wear something that offers support, or do you wear something, you know, like a very light trainer that sort of you almost don't know you got it on?
Yeah. Certainly in situations where you're trying to strengthen the foot, you'd wear as minimalistic type of shoe as possible. So it'll give the muscles in the foot. The ability to strengthen and respond to its environment, but the more stable your shoe, the less work it's going to have to do. So the foot's going to have to do.
I'm talking to Adam Phillips at the Marston, and he is from Marston Foot Clinic. Tell me this: in your house, Adam, when visitors arrive, do you ask them to take off their shoes?
Well, yeah, shoes off in our house.
Ooh.
It is shoes off in our house, it is, for sure. And but I don't think that's necessarily because I'm a podiatrist. I think it's pretty gross, actually. I used to live in South Korea, and we had to take our shoes off. And I could see why. I mean, we used to pretty much eat off the floor there. And I've got little kids, and we eat off the floor at our house too. So.
I once ate a sandwich made by a guy with his feet. On live television, he was at a buskers festival in Christchurch, and his gig was he put the sandwich together with his feet. And I'd want to say ate, I took a bite. I was obliged to do that contractually. But it was pretty weird. So, you know, you're talking about floors being clean enough to eat off. Hey, what's the biggest problem Kiwis have with their feet, Adam, just before you go?
Well, we see a lot of people with heel pain in our practice. So a lot of people coming in with heel pain is probably the biggest issue.
Caused by what?
Well, we've got a bit of an ageing population. So people getting older, fat pads getting a bit thinner underneath the heel. They're also wanting to be a bit active for longer. So these people are, you know, over 40 or 50, and they're wanting to live like 20, 30-year-olds.
And the problem with that is what exactly, Adam?
Absolutely no problem at all. And what I'm saying is the phenomenon that we're seeing is of that group of people wanting to be active for longer and healthier for longer. So our job is to keep them active and healthier. So I think that's probably why we're seeing.
Hey, good on you. Adam Phillips is with the Marston and Foot Clinic.